Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Anybody in here got anything to thank him for? Take a moment and take a moment and share it with somebody. Just one thing. Hallelujah. He maybe kept you over the holiday from having a head-on collision. Maybe he healed your body. Maybe blessed you with some finance. But turn to somebody and just share it with them.
Outreach, where your host is none other than Prophetess Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by the show today. Hope you are sitting down with your paper and pencil ready to dig right into the topic today. But before we start, let's have a few words of prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you for the show today. We thank you for those that were listening in the archive. We thank you for those that will come on later on the broadcast to hear the Father. Let it be able to help someone this day as it go out throughout the land to hear the Father. Because we're living in a time now that we can't walk away from Jesus. Lord, we just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this day. Amen and thank God. Well, I see I have a typographical error, but the topic is don't walk away from God. Don't walk away from God. You know, believers can assure the Lord's intent for us grow into strong, matured believers. You know, such a walk with Christ comes by way of obedience. As we obey Christ, God permit us to build our lives on the foundation of the gospel. You know, we never want to neglect, drift off, or walk away from the foundation. But never are we to stay on the ground floor of faith. We are to grow, building other on the gospel foundation toward a full maturity. And our tag words today is believers, maturity, and growth. And As we walk in with God, we need to believe. As we walk in with God, reading his word, we need to mature. And we sure need, through the word of God, we need that growth. So today, as we go through our topic for today, you know, when you think about the maturity, the believers, the growth, you know, here you have where, you know, it doesn't come easily. It doesn't last long if it's basic solely on circumstances. That's because when things are going well in our life, hope bubbles up and linger. But when tough times come, our sense of hope fades away and sometimes disappear. You know, the biblical idea of hope is different. In Scripture, hope is something that endures. It endures because it's based on the eternal. You know, living, Lord, and not on our circumstances. Believers affirm that true hope doesn't depend on whether things go our way or don't go our way. Hope that lasts for eternity is found in a relationship with Christ the Savior. Don't walk away from God. No matter how the ups and downs of life go, for us as believers, we have a hope that is secure. However, you know, our awareness and experience of hope can grow. It grows as our faith in Christ matures. Therefore, growing toward spiritual maturity matters to us in our walk with Christ. You know, Christians who take hope seriously have learned that growing in Christ involves obeying him. The question I put to you today, how much does growing in your walk with Christ matter to you? I think I'll say that again. Today, audience, how much does growing in your walk with Christ matter to you? Think on that for a little while. You know, moving constantly towards spiritual maturity in Christ takes certain and center stage in the book of Hebrews. You know, if we as believers press on toward maturity in Christ, we'll rejoice in the way he strengthens us. You know, those who fall away from devotion to Christ because of life difficulties or because of opposition to the faith prove one of the two reality. One, they show that they are spiritual immature and thus are easily drawn into disobeying. They need to grow in their faith. Or two, they should be walking or should not be walking away from Christ. That they never have truly received salvation in him. They need to be saved. Our topic today is don't walk away from God. You need God today like you've never needed him before. Don't walk away from God. Don't turn your back on God because you need him. You're going to need him. You know, as I went into Hebrews and it was talking about maturing in the faith, and you'll find that in chapter 5, verses 11 through 14. He compared them to infants who diet consisted only of meat rather than solid food. But, you know, many of the readers of the Hebrews was, acting so spiritually immature, they still needed to be fed only the milk of God's word. You know, they should have been matured enough by that time to teach others. Instead, they were stuck in spiritual kindergarten. Yes, right, spiritual kindergarten. Still in need of mastering the ABCs of the Christian gospel. You know, the time has come for these believers to move on toward maturity in Christ. That's the way it is for us. Believers mature and grow. We should have come off of the milk and the pablum and the little baby food. We should be on solid food, meat step heavier. Our level should be then grown from an infant to a kindergarten, from a first grade on up, the different levels we come to. We should be then grown in maturity. You know, the urgent message, you know, that the writer wanted us to see was to impress on those who was wavering in faith. We have so many people wavering in faith now. And, you know, they needed to understand how unthinkable that would be. They needed to give attention instead to their growth as followers of Christ. You know that disobedience would be an insult to Christ. They will find themselves experiencing the judgment of God and missing his wonderful blessing. Just think about when you being disobedient, not walking with Christ, but walking away from Christ. My. Hold on just a moment. Hello? Hello? You know, that disobedience would be an insult to Christ. They would find themselves experiencing the judgment of God and missing his wonderful blessing. You know, the readers of Hebrews needed to choose the right path to walk. Just think, if they took the path of obedience to Christ, they will hold fast to their faith in him. Moreover, they will continue to express their love for him by caring for one another. You know, that diligence in service will add certainty to the hope they shared in Christ. You know, but however, they continue to walk down the path of disobedience. They could expect to be held accountable for their rebellious against God. You know, he would judge them because they was trampled on the gift of salvation and grieving the Holy Spirit who had been gracious to them. They should have felt terrified to put themselves in that position. Today, for anyone that have just come on or listening in the archive, later on, we're talking about don't walk away from God. You need God. It's so many people walking away from God. You know, when you think about settling for immature faith, whether out of spiritual laziness or fear, would be a disaster choice for any believer to make. You know, such a decision makes no sense. Believers have a great high priest, Jesus Christ. He is able to sympathize with our weakness. Hold on just a moment. Praise the Lord. You know, a decision makes no sense. Believers have a great high priest in Jesus Christ. He himself learned obedience to the Father through the suffering. He endured. Consequently, Jesus is the source of help for all who follow him. You know, we must not misunderstand what the writer in Hebrews was saying to us. By leaving or moving beyond the basic principle of the doctrine of Christ, you know, he didn't mean to let go of the gospel in favor of some other set of belief. Rather, he meant that once someone has trusted in Christ for salvation, that believer is to grow spiritually based on the trust already embraced. You know, to leave, say, the elementary teaching mean to take the ABCs of the faith and to start treading together words, sentences, paragraph, and chapter of obedience of Christian living. You know, the moment people receive Christ as Savior and Lord, they begin writing an ongoing story of their new life in Christ. You've met a lot of people and they tell you what they used to do and what they used to be. But when they took hold of God's hand, how they life changed for the better. How the things they used to do, they stopped doing. When they started walking with Christ, they didn't want to look back at what they used to do or what they used to be. God had changed them. They had did a 360-degree turnaround. God was working in their life. My, 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 my. You know, when you think about parents, we as parents, we keep like scrapbooks that detail our children's growth and development from infancy to young adult. We keep photos, we keep clippings, you know, and other treasure items that document our child's progress toward maturity. You know, it gives a parent unspeakable joy to leaf through the scrapbook at various times to observe the growth of a child toward adulthood. I know some of y'all have done that, because I've done that. Went back from when my children were small babies and taking pictures and different little things they used to do, you would jot it down. But when they became an adult, you have all those things to look at, but you see how they had progress. That's the same way God is doing us spiritually. Each level that he takes us to, we ought to be growing. We ought to be maturing each and every day. We ought to be showing some growth and the belief in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Just imagine that a friend is leaping through a scrapbook of your Christian life. Just think about it. What are some of the photos or clippings that might bespeak your growth as a believer? Just think about that. When you got baptized, someone in your family probably took pictures when you was baptized, submerged in water. And, you know, this reflects a time when God's word guided you through a difficult situation. I'm just bringing you some examples that you feast on. You know, don't overlook the two words, let us. In verse 1 of Hebrews, the writer didn't talk down to his reader. He exhorted them as a fellow believer. He was a believer, Christian leader, and teacher, yet he included himself among those who needed to keep pressing on towards spiritual maturity. You know, the Apostle Paul echoed his thought when he admitted that he too, although fully captured by Christ, hadn't yet reached the goal of full maturity. Every day, Paul put the past behind him and reached forward to what laid ahead. So should we. That's what we're doing each and every day. And some that's not, that's what they should be doing. You know, the writer had listed six foundational stones that compares a believer's confession of Christ. In other words, there are basic truths of the gospel. First is repentance. Work-based religion insists that we have to earn our salvation by doing good deeds. Now, the gospel declared that even our best deeds are dead. They have no power to undo our sinful nature. We must repent of, that is, turn away from our sinful deed. Moreover, we must repent of trusting in our own goodness, no matter how much we do. That's not going to get us in heaven. No, because we think if we do this, we did, we're getting brownie points. No. That ain't what the word God is saying. And, you know, a second principle is faith. You know, even in Hebrew, it said, not faith in just anything, however, but faith in God. God was in Christ. The Bible said reconciling the word to himself. In repentance, we turn away from trust in self. In faith, we turn to God, trusting in Jesus Christ as the one the Father sent to be the Savior of the world. And you can find these, what I'm telling you, in John, the 3rd chapter, the 16th and the 17th verse. I like to give you scriptures. I try to write my scriptures down so anybody that want to go back and they can read some of these scriptures. And, you know, the first two truths are like the two sides of a priceless gold coin. Repentance and faith are inseparable experience of God's amazing grace. You know, the Holy Spirit of God calls us to repentance and empowering us to believe. And when you think about it, when you're talking to others, this is a question I pose to my audience today. How would you explain repentance and faith to an unsaved friend that you may have? They're going to be looking at you all upside your head. But that's when you take and walk them on with the belief God have given you. You walk them in to Christ's not away from Christ, not away from God, not away from us, Yahshua. You let them know. You know, the third basic truth the reader of Hebrews have been taught concerning baptism or ritual washing. You know, this instruction may have been related to an understanding of believers on baptism, what I was saying earlier. You know, the instruction may have been a clarification between Christian baptism and Jewish ritual. From the earliest preaching of the gospel, baptism by immersion in water was presented as an initial act of obedience in the believer's confession of Christ as Lord. And you can go to Matthew 28:19, find that. You can also go to Acts 2nd chapter 37 through the 38th verse, and Acts the 8th chapter 36 and 38 verse. And if you want to read that, that give you a little bit more explanation. You know, a fourth principle focused on the laying on of hands. You know, in the book of Acts, this simple act of worship often was connected with the Holy Spirit present in an empowering of believers. You find that also in Acts 6, 6, 8, and 17. You know, in addition, Acts was used in affirming the spiritual gifts and calling of church leaders. You know, principle 5 and 6 have to do with believers' eternal hope. You know, because of Jesus' resurrection from the dead, Christians also live with the sure hope that in him we will be resurrected. Oh, my, my, my. You can go to 1 Corinthians 15:20-22 for that. You know, likewise, after death come the judgment. You'll find that in Hebrews 9:27. We will all stand before the Lord in judgment one day. For believers, however, standing before him in judgment will be a time of reward and blessing, an experience of honoring the one who has set all things right. Don't walk away from God, you all that's listening today. And it may be someone in your family feel, well, God hasn't done this, and God, yes, he has. They're not realizing what all God has done for them. Don't let them walk away from God. If they're your assignment, please do all you can to get yourself and them closer to God. And you know, as my three tag words I've been using throughout the topic today, believers, matured, and grow. You know, maturity starts with a decision to make our growth, there it is again, in Christ a priority. You know, while we are saved by faith and not by works, our growth in faith requires us to be involved in the process. My, my, my. When you think about it, believers can rest assured the Lord intends for us to grow into strong, matured believer. You know, such a walk with Christ come by way of obedience. As we obey Christ, God permit us to build our lives on the foundation of the gospel. We never want to neglect, drift off, or walk away from the foundation. But neither are we to stay on the ground floor of faith. We are to grow, building on the gospel foundation toward a full maturity, a Christ-like life. And I know you say, well, how are obedience and faith connected? What does obeying the law teach a person about faith in him? It teaches you a lot. Lest you walk away, you know, in the book of Hebrew, earlier, since Bible students arrived at different views about whether the verse described immaturity believer, persons who prefer to be believers but prove not to be, to show how unthinkable it is for believers to retreat from their confession of Christ. You know, when you think about it, building on the writer's exhortation in Hebrews 6:1-3 presses on toward spiritual maturity. And you know, all true believers endure to the end. Those whom God has accepted in Christ will never fall away from the state of grace, but shall pervert to the end. They're going to continue on. They will not give up. And that's what God wants us to do. Don't walk away from God today. Whatever you do, God is standing there with open arms. He wants to help you. He wants to do all he can for you. He don't want you to be lost. He don't want none of his people lost. You know, we have to keep what God has given us. We got to learn more. We got to mature in our growth. Don't descend. Don't go backwards, as they say. Go forward. You know, God didn't permit generations to enter the land and receive the blessing he had in store for them. He didn't disown them. In fact, he forgave them and responded to Moses' plea and continued to rescue them during their wandering in the wilderness for 40 years when it could have just took 4 days and they'd have been out of it. But that was because they were being disobedient. They didn't want to mind. We got to learn how to mind. Yet he did not allow any of the disobedient ones to settle in the land. They died in the wilderness. Now just think about what's going to happen today. Put at risk not a geographic promise, but rather a promise of full and meaningful life in Christ. They flirted with a return to Judaism, similar to the way the rebellious Israelites had talked about returning to Egypt. You've read the story. I don't have to go through it today on the show. You know what it said. You know, for these believers to forsake their confession of Christ was an unthinkable act of disobedience. How could they disavow the basic truth of the faith mentioned in Hebrews 6 and 2? You know, how could they possibly conceive of going back to a time before they repented and believed in Christ? Just think about it. Do you want to go back to the life you was living before Jesus come in your life? No, you don't want to do that. He spared your life from death, from so many things, because you start seeing, wait a minute, I have matured. I believe in God, Yahshua, Yahweh. I see I have matured enough in my growth from way back up until now. No, I'm not business throwing the towel. I don't care what it look like, what it seemed like. I'm not walking away from God. Care who say what, if they're not speaking and talking about the word of God through the word of God, where I can pick up this Bible and read it, understand it, I'm not walking away from God. I'm going to try to get others from not walking away from God. You know? But when you think about it, the warning was that those who walked away from Christ revealed their unbelief, therefore are in danger of hell. They could become so hardened in their unbelief that God would cease to convict their heart or draw them to Christ for salvation. You know, other Bible still understood the verses to describe wayward believers. In this view, faulting Christians were in danger of becoming so treacherous and disobedient that they no longer saw their need of repentance. God would not give them the joy and the blessing of the obedient life. They would lose their reward, but not their salvation in the judgment. You know, still others understood that this here as a hypothetical. You know, in this view, the writer described that it was possible, although in truth it is impossible, for someone to experience salvation and then later renounce Christ. That person could never be renewed to repentance. You know, such a rebellion action would be pandemonious to crucifying Christ and holding him up to contempt. Therefore, you know, the writer warned us, his readers, how unthinkable it was to retreat in faith. When you think about it, God would bless Christians who press on in faith towards spiritual maturity. And that's what I want to do. I want to keep pressing on. I'm not giving up. I may not understand everything that he's showing me at the time, but God, I want to keep maturing. I want to keep growing. I don't want unbelief to come in me. I don't want my growth to get stunted. No, I want to keep growing. Every day I'm getting a little bit older. That means I want my growth to keep going spiritually, mentally. You know, our bold confession of Christ, even in the face of opposition or challenge, demonstrate the reality of our faith. You know, it is the evidence of genuine salvation. You know, however, we retreat in faith out of fear or spiritual laziness. We can expect the Lord to discipline us in an effort to get rid of the weeds that choke our growth. That means if you notice some stuff is choking your growth, you better get rid of it quick and in a hurry. Or worse, we show by falling away that we never truly belong to Christ. We want to fall away. We know so many people have backslided or went back to what they were doing, have walked away from Christ, much as he done for them. For those listening in today, please don't do it. All I can say to echo in your ear, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't walk away from God. Please don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. You know, the believers must be diligently to demonstrate their salvation, ever moving toward greater maturity. Maturity believers can warn others of the danger of immaturity and disobedience. Believers can help one another understand that Christianity is a lifelong faith commitment. And today I ask you, as we get ready to end our broadcast, what action do you need to take to strengthen your relationship with Christ? Who can help you be accountable for taking that action? Ask yourself those questions today. And another question I pose to you today, how can you warn someone about the danger of falling to grow spiritually without sounding judgmental or superior? Who do you know that is in danger, and how can you approach him or her? And today, how can you challenge other believers to build on the foundational stone of that Christian confession? And what role can you play in helping others understand that Christianity is about maturing in faith? That is our show for today. Don't walk away from God. And I had just noticed a typographical error where I put don't walk away from God. Maybe that's what I was supposed to say. Do not walk away from God today. So that's the conclusion of our show today. I only did 30 minutes today. But I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope you come back next week for another exciting topic that the Holy Ghost will give me. Believers can rest assured the Lord intended for us to grow into stronger, mature believers. And until next week, you all be blessed. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this show today. We thank you for those that came on. We thank you that those that were listening in the archive to hear the Father. We ask you to please let them continue on walking with you and bringing others into the body of Christ. In the blessed name of Yahshua. Amen, amen, amen. You all have a wonderful week. Love each and every one of you all. Bye-bye.